Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Kenneth Graham, K E N N E T H G R A H A M. Data service is 12/22/2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham, date of birth is 4/15/1974, date of accident is 11/16/2022. Mr. Kenneth Graham was a victim of an automobile accident recently on 11/16/2022. In this accident, patient was involved in a head-on collision at 7 Mile and Van Dyke, leading to headaches and symptoms of TBI like forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of memory, ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, nightmares, and erectile dysfunction, and aggravation of the pre-existing conditions of pain, especially in neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, radiation to the left arm, and radiation of pain from lower back to the both legs posteriorly in as soon as to dermatome fashion with weakness of the left arm. He could not walk much more than one third of a block. Sitting and standing was painful and he cannot turn the neck due to the stiffness. That was in the beginning. The patient has continued the physical therapy. He also was injured in another accident earlier, which was in 2/7/2022, and in this and another accident in 2019. In the 2/7/2022, the patient reported that he was arrested driver and was rear-ended, and he obtained 5 epidural injections at that time and 1 sacroiliac joint injection for the accident dated 2/7/2022. The accident for 2019 caused him a head-on collision. He was a front seat passenger on the right side, leading to lumbar spine surgery. And 2021 in a Flint Regional Hospital, and he has a multiple scars in the lower back. He also had a MRIs that showed supraspinatus tendonitis, AC joint hypertrophy, and the lumbar spine showed herniated disc at T12, L1, L5, S1, and bulging disc at L1, L2, L3, 4, L4, 5, and cervical disc herniation at C4, 5, C6, 7, and C2, 3, C3, 4, C5, 6, and 7. The patient also has a TBI test positive for oculomotor nerve involvement. The patient was seeing Dr. Louis Redden at the spine specialist of Michigan, and he was recommended surgery by the orthopedic surgeon for the shoulder. And he underwent a right shoulder surgery in September 2022 for the previous accident, and he had a lumbar fusion on August 21st at Flint Regional Hospital also. Now his pain is still back in all these areas and he like to have a evaluation done. Today he is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 11/29 and now it is the date of service is 12/22/2022. The patient report that he has seen Dr. Redden recently regarding the possibility of doing spine surgery to the redo of the lumbar and also for the cervical. He also has seen Dr. Zoma, who is planning to do a for the shoulder surgery. He also was referred for a CT scan, which is going to be done tomorrow for the area of the left and the right hip and bilateral sacroiliac joint, and also coccyx, because he is complaining of a severe pain in the tailbone area and he is unable to sit down. The patient's pain level is from 8 to 10 and is affecting his ADL 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 as follows. The patient reports general activity, mood, and relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10, walking ability and work is affected 9. In the system review, patient reports the following. In system review, in neurology and psych, patient has severe headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory, and chronic fatigue. The patient reports are dizziness, vertigo, headache, vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory, and chronic fatigue. And he denies any fainting, blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the both shoulders and neck and the lower back with stiffness and hip pain and a knee pain on the left side. Difficulty walking is reported also. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine or frequency painful urination. In the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there are no changes in the pain level. And no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. And in substance abuse, patient uses marijuana for additional pain relief. And compliance history, patient reports for compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 188 over 120, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. And rest of the exam comes from previous visit, which is 11-29-2022, dictation number 1130-24. The diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care, after reviewing the maps and the labs, the patient is provided with the medication 7.5 milligram Norfo once a day, 15 days tablet medication to help with the pain. And physical therapy continues two times per week for the neck, mid back, lower back with the shoulder pain and shoulder. Left trapezius muscle was found to be in spasm and psoas quadratus lumborum. They can have a bilateral sacroiliac joint involvement. He's ordered a CT scan for both the hips as he is complaining and bilateral sacroiliac joint and coccyx area. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered to continue, and advance ophthalmology has been ordered. He has been provided with a prescription for Narco 7.5/325 for pain relief, 15 tablets. He'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.